Yes.
So by the people she's trying to help.
Yeah. She's everyone's side, and the side, well, she's everyone's side of it. Oh, and you got people out of the church over here criticized. The people not in the church is not criticized. The people in the church doing the criticizing, which is bad. And it's bad to say, but I don't think either one of the ministers of the community have been there to lend the meat, as I know of. I only had a chance to go to one, I went to the last one. And I don't think that we really communicate what happens, because I made a promise when this community group we have, I was surgery president for quite a number of years, and I said I better stop and let somebody care the old father, because that and my rose in. And I told her I'd go stick by as long as I could to help her. And I've been doing it, and I intend to do that, as long as I could do something. So that's what happens, you'll get criticized. She's smart. She thinks, oh gosh, what are you doing? Right, Matt, listening.
That's interesting. Is there any sort of effort for any of these buildings to be, you know, become places to live for other people? Like, you know, is there any movement by whites to move back into this area? Because I know that happens a lot of other places.
Well, what they're working on now is dying, because most all the folks in there own their own homes. Mm-hmm. I guess about maybe half a dozen, something like that. They own their own home now. And something else I find out since they've been working there, that my name on some deeds in this place.
Really?
That my father deeded to me when I was in service, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Really?
What?
So you got land and stuff that you don't even know about.
And somebody asked, what are they going to do? I said, they and not have it. What is this organization that's working out this thing? I told them, so whenever they get, whatever they do, get the paper signed, let them folks stay there. All I if I ain't got to do is sign the paper, I forget it. Because I didn't know I had it to begin with. Get set up with a few piece of property. I was born. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing, where I live now, my wife was born in Holly District, where we live right now.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Uh-huh. Same street I told she did to leave home.
Wow.
And one thing, she was born on one side of the street and living on the other side now.
And that's where she lived when you met her and
everything? Well, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, that's probably a change that you've seen in the community, the way that kids in the community date now and how you used to court back when you were, when you met your wife. What are those sorts of differences that you've seen?
That was enough.
What would you do when you, like, if you went out with your wife when you were courting her? Or what would you do, get her a house?
My father, her father didn't allow me to come to her house.
Oh.
Okay. Because I had other girlfriends, so. I mean, I think when I married, I had about four girlfriends the day I married.
You had four girlfriends on the day you got married?
Mm-hmm. You were a scamp.
No, I wasn't doing any harm. I remember I told one, I saw me getting married. He says, if you do, ain't telling what I do. I said, well, I said, whatever it is, I'm getting married. And I got married. But,
I guess she didn't
stole do my, stole, her father went to work, and this white gentleman who lived on top of the hill got her clothes, had slipped them out the back somewhere up to their house. He went to work and went to the courthouse. When he come back, he didn't have no daughter.